The Pearl of Great Price, March 29, 1899. The Pearl of Great Price represents the salvation which Christ brought to the human family. This salvation He freely gives to all who accept Him as a personal Savior. But He warns us to take heed, lest in searching for the Pearl of Great Price, we are deceived into accepting a counterfeit. There are many who almost gain possession of the pearl, but fail in the end. They have not the purity of heart, the thorough consecration, the close relation with divinity necessary for this noble pursuit. Sanctify them through thy truth, Christ prayed. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. John 17, verse 17 to 23. I in them, and thou in me. Verse 23. Nothing can bear any comparison with possessing Christ as a personal Savior. He says to each one, Wilt thou be made whole? Look unto me and be saved. I have borne thine iniquities. By the stripes laid upon me thou canst be healed. As Saul of Tarsus was on his way to Damascus, breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, he was arrested in his course. Suddenly there shone round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Acts 9, verse 3-4. This wonderful revelation so affected Saul's eyesight that he was instantly made blind. But the eyes of his spiritual understanding were enlightened. He gained a knowledge of God and Jesus Christ whom he had sent. Remorse came over him, and he saw that he had persecuted Christ. What did he do? He sold all to buy the pearl of great price, saying, What things were gained to me, these I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Philippians 3, verse 7-8. Seeking pardon for sin, Saul found the sin-pardoning Savior, who takes away the guilt of the world. He found the one who said to him, A new heart also will I give thee. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but shall have the light of life. John 14, verse 6, 3:16, 8:12. In reference to Paul, Christ could indeed say, I was found of him who sought me not. See Romans 10, verse 20. Paul was not searching for the pearl of great price, but it flashed its invaluable loveliness before him, that his attention might be attracted. Christ and his righteousness became to Paul more than the whole world. I count all things but loss, that I may win Christ, he declared. Philippians 3, verse 8. A restored spiritual life, a sound, symmetrical experience, is the result of an acceptance of the great gift of Christ. The noblest faculties of the soul are thus made one with God. He who receives Christ by faith has the blessedness and joy of an eternal life.